This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. And how are you on this great September day? This is J. Lewis Mills, and you have me on the level with J. Lewis Mills. I hope you all had a great week. My this week was better than my last couple of weeks. However, there's still a little bit of dissension in the ranks. So we just have a little cleanup to do, and then everything will be great. We will be back on schedule with what we are trying to do. But we're all here tonight, so let's go ahead and have a good conversation tonight. I did have a guest for this evening. My guest is unfortunately not with us this evening. They are on a little bit of a vacation sponsored by the county sheriff. So, and I mean, I told her I was going to say that when I found out that, I found out that she had gotten arrested in a pretty weird way. I got a phone call. First of all, I didn't know that if you were somebody in jail, you can actually call a cell phone, but yeah, you can. I got that call, and that just kind of made me think, you know, what do I want to do for my show this week? I'm really not one of those plan B kind of people. I'm a plan A person. I will do whatever it takes to make plan A work. Hence me being homeless as long as I was just a couple of years ago, because my plan A was to make it as an actor. A plan B would have been to either try and get some type of regular job, or go back to Arizona, basically with my tail between my legs as if I had failed. I just can't do that. There were way too many people, and I absolutely mean this when I say it, there were way too many irrelevant people that told me I could not do it. So I just had to do what I had to do to make myself relevant. And that's exactly what I did. So I'm not really a plan B kind of person. Yeah, I, you know, kind of sent quick messages to people over the last couple of days, seeing if they wanted to fill in as a guest. But, you know, the universe, energy, God, whatever you believe in, works in mysterious ways. So I just saw the opportunity to come back and have a one-on-one conversation with my listeners. Clearly there's more than one listener, so it's not a one-on-one conversation, but I think you understand what I mean. Before I start what I'm going to be speaking about this evening, you know, I put a video out earlier today, and it said that I get questions throughout the week from several different platforms, Facebook, Instagram. I even get Snapchat messages asking me, you know, my opinion. Like you all know, last week I read some of the questions that I've gotten over the last few months. Well, I'm a firm believer in conversation. I'm a firm believer in verbal conversation. And I would really, really like to hear from my listeners. I would really like to hear your opinions on what it is I'm going to talk about. My first topic that I would like to talk about, you know, there's a little controversy in it. But, you know, as well as being a plan A kind of guy, I'm also a big picture kind of guy. So, also, before I start, I would really just like to invite you into the thought pattern of seeing my conversation this evening in a big picture frame of mind. Don't look at a small picture. Think of what I'm saying and hear what I'm saying and conversate with me about what I'm saying with a mindset of being a big picture type person. Just about, I'd say, a week or so ago, there was just a day. It was Twitter. It was Facebook. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. This guy is a racist. He's got to be impeached. He's a racist. He's an asshole racist. Okay. First off, let me say, I did not vote for Donald Trump. I would not have voted for Donald Trump. I am not a Donald Trump supporter. However, I feel as though I am a supporter of common sense. And also, let me go ahead and give you the telephone number. It is 1-888-429-5471. That is 1-888-429-5471. So last week sometime, maybe it was a few weeks ago, it really doesn't matter when it was, there was just a barrage of all this Donald Trump is racist stuff. And recently, I don't know exactly when it happened. I don't know if it was yesterday. I don't know if it was the day before. But there was a show host for ESPN who thought that it was in her best interest to get on her Twitter page and call Donald Trump a white supremacist. Donald Trump is a white supremacist. He's, everyone around him are white supremacists. Okay. I don't feel like you can say that. I don't think that that is a fair assessment. And before you start yelling at your computer, telephone, whatever device you're listening to my show on, again, please hear me out and have an open, big picture type mind when you hear what I say. I went to eighth grade, high school, college, and lived for several years after college in and around the Phoenix metropolitan area, Phoenix being Phoenix, Arizona. My senior year of high school, I started school at a new high school. I was not on campus literally for 5 minutes. I'm not exaggerating. There was this wannabe cowboy white dude that came up to me. And he said to me, he said, "I want to know right now if you're a black man or a nigger." Excuse me? What did you just ask me? You heard me, boy. I want to know if you a black man or a nigger. Okay, call me a nigger one more time and you will see how quickly I can go from being a black man to a nigger, is exactly what I said. No punches were thrown. Matter of fact, he didn't even say anything else to me after that. He just gave me the side eye and walked off. That's what I call a wannabe racist. That's what I call somebody that hears the propaganda that understands what they're saying is going to incite anger in somebody, and that's the only reason they're doing it. That's my idea of a fake racist. And this kid was a fake racist. If I'm going to tell that part of the story, I have to tell the rest of the story. Last day of school, senior year. This same guy bought me a watch and a bottle of cologne. Last day of school. Gave it to me. What's this for? I want to thank you because you changed the way I feel about black people. Okay. That wasn't my mission because I didn't have any respect for you, but I had respect for myself. I knew what not to do. I knew what not to say. Also, growing up in Arizona, I dealt with the real deal racists, like the real deal racists. The real deal racists that I dealt with not only would not look my way, would not acknowledge me, never spoke one word to me, would not shake my hand, would not sit down at the same table I would to have a meal, would not do anything at all to help anyone of any level of ethnicity because you are a racist. In my opinion, people, Donald Trump is not a racist. I can't even say Donald Trump doesn't like black people. Remember when Kanye, remember when Kanye West during Katrina, Mike Myers and Kanye West were standing on the, we're doing that telethon thing. Mike Myers said what he said, and then just out of nowhere, here comes Kanye West. George Bush doesn't like black people. Okay, Kanye, that's your opinion, but you got to understand, Daddy-O, there were some white folks that were stranded down there, too. So, I mean, that kind of deflates your argument. If it was just black people during Katrina, okay. I don't even know if you could say he didn't like black people then, but it was still said. I guess the point that I'm trying to get to is, I think in this country, on both sides of the fence, the race card is pulled too many times, especially if it's somebody that we do not like. You can say Donald Trump is a lot of things, and I'm not trying to defend the man at all. All I'm trying to do is help you understand calling Donald Trump a racist, calling Donald Trump a white supremacist, in my opinion, is no different than calling President Obama a terrorist, an Islamic terrorist, because his middle name just happens to be Hussein. Now, yes, both situations are very different. The similarity in both of those situations is you are calling our sitting president out of his name to a very negative, deplorable name, racist, white supremacist, Islamic terrorist. You try to go to the extreme to get people to listen, and I don't believe that's true. Now, if you would like to call Donald Trump an elitist, hey, I'll jump on that bandwagon with you all day, any day. I don't think Donald Trump is racist. I think Donald Trump just thumbs his nose to people that have less money opportunity than he does. I think Donald Trump thumbs his nose to anybody that is not in the higher class. I don't care what color you are. So I can't call Donald Trump a racist. Yes, I remember hearing what happened where he displaced a lot of people from a particular building he owned in New York, or he raised their rent, or, you know, I've heard the stories. But I also have seen and heard the way he has, in so many ways, made a fool out of white people, too. I really did. I'm getting ready to play a clip for you. This clip is Donald Trump. It was soon after, I'm sorry, people, I don't know the technical word for it, but it was right after he won the election. He's going around thanking his constituents for electing him into office. And the drain the swamp comment came up. Now, I want you to listen to this, and then I'll explain why this is the clip that I picked. Doug, if you can go ahead and play that, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. We want to see Apple, and we want to see these great companies start building plants in the United States. That's what I want to see. Big plants. Their biggest plants. Ethics reform will be a crucial part of our 100-day plan as well. We're going to drain the swamp of corruption in Washington, D.C. Funny how that term caught on, isn't it? I tell everyone, I hated it. Somebody said, drain the swamp. I said, oh, that's so hokey. That is so terrible. I said, all right, I'll try it. So like a month ago, I said, drain the swamp. Place went crazy. I said, whoa, what's this? Then I said it again. Then I started saying it like I meant it, right? And then I said it, I started loving it. And the place loved it. It's drain the swamp. I mean, it's true. It's true. It's true. Drain the swamp.
I said that like I was starting to believe it. About a month ago, somebody said drain the swamp. And I said, that's hokey. But then I said it, drain the swamp. Watch this. I said it again. Okay, in that room right there, at least from what the camera angles were showing me, was nothing but white folks sitting in that room. And it went over all of their heads what Donald Trump was saying. Donald Trump basically stood in front of these people and said, I basically just told you what I wanted to hear, and I said it like I meant it. That wasn't a room full of black people. That wasn't a room full of ethnic people. Those were white folks. Okay? Those were my Caucasian brothers and sisters. That's who that was that he was talking to. That, at least, again, from what I saw. And they're laughing. That was the kicker to me. These people don't really understand. This man is standing basically in your face telling you, I said what I wanted to say, I said what I knew you wanted me to say, even though I thought it was hokey. His words, not mine. You know hokey is not a brother's word. So that's his word, not mine. I'm just saying, he said it was hokey. He said, watch this. I'm going to say it again. And the place erupted. He said. So I started saying it like I meant it or like I believed it. That's what Donald Trump said. to what I can only imagine again is a room full of white people. So Donald Trump, in my opinion, is not a racist because he will talk down to anybody that he thinks he's above. And I firmly believe Donald Trump feels like he is above each and every person that voted for him that is in the if you want to say there's still one in this country, which I don't believe, but anyone that voted for Donald Trump in the middle class or in, I don't want to say low class, but in a class lower than middle class, I don't think he has respect for you. Black, white, red, I don't care what color you are. A real race, listen, people, even a real racist is not going to, in my opinion, because I've dealt with them, even a real racist is not going to compromise their beliefs for the greater good. So, you know, to say Donald Trump met with the black people that he met with early on in his presidency, a real racist wouldn't do that. I really want you, I really hope you all are getting what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is some kind of an angel. All I'm saying is, and I can't even say it that way. All I'm saying is to give Donald Trump a serious label as in racist when all he is just, for a lack of better words, a joke as a politician. Hold on to your chair because I'm about to say it. I don't want to disrespect a real racist and call Donald Trump a racist, because that makes racists look more like they're just jokes. And you cannot joke. A real racist, that's not the motherfucker you take lightly. Okay? A real racist, a real white supremacist, you don't take them lightly. You can absolutely take Donald Trump, excuse my language, you can take Donald Trump as light as a fucking feather. But you got a real, real racist in your mix, boy, you better watch him. You better watch him. Because something about to get blown up. Somebody is about to get blown up. Somebody is about to get beat up. So I can't in good conscience, I can't say Donald Trump is a racist. It's very easy to say because of that negativity that it brings. But I just wish we would just call it as it is. Donald Trump is, as far as politics are concerned, Donald Trump is uneducated as far as what needs to go on in the White House. I had a conversation with somebody the other day where we were talking about the White House. And I said, you know, I really wish people would just see the situation for what it is. You don't have a bunch of politicians in the White House. You have basically a bunch, as far as politics are concerned, you have a bunch of everyday regular Joes who may have worked a regular job but still had time to go home and watch Scandal on TV. Okay, still had time to go to Netflix and watch The West Wing. I mean, that's a valid question right there. How many people on Trump's staff once he started running for president? I don't even want to say once he started running for president, because it was noted that some people on his staff were surprised that he won. So once Donald Trump won the presidency, how many of those people do you think actually went and binge watched political shows? House of Cards, Scandal, I know it's an older one, but The West Wing, and thought that's what they had to do. I mean, it's not really that far from reality. Kind of funny I use the word reality, because before this, Donald Trump was a real estate mogul and a reality TV star. He is already in a particular mindset in front of the cameras. Let me say what people want to hear. So I can't call him a racist. I'm sorry. I cannot call him a racist. I cannot agree with that, because I know for real racists on each side of the fence. I know black racists. I know Caucasian racists. I know Hispanic racists. And I know Native racists. Real racists. None of the four people that I just named could ever run for the president of the United States. Why? Because they have to deal with the other racists. I know of somebody. Okay, now let me just clear something up. When I say I know these people, it's not like I have a relationship with them. Okay, maybe the black person, yeah, I might have a acquaintance with them. And I wouldn't even call it a friendship. The Hispanic person, the Caucasian person, the Native person. Okay, the Native guy, I know his younger brother, so me and his younger brother are cool. The Caucasian one, okay, so, you know, I dated his daughter, and that really didn't go over well. And then the Hispanic one is the husband of a former teacher of mine. So it's not like I'm in direct contact. It's not like I can go up to them and have a conversation. But you best believe I'm telling you the God's honest truth when I extended my hand to all four of them and introduced myself, I got the same reaction. None of the four looked me in the eye. None of the four even looked up from what they were doing. Never acknowledged me at all. So, when you want to call somebody a racist, with all due respect, I say you know exactly what you're talking about. You know, it's very easy for someone that is on a platform to get on their Twitter page calling our sitting president a white supremacist, calling him, everybody around him, a white supremacist. It's very easy to do that because you have a lot of ethnic America that thinks that. So yeah, you're going to get a bunch of Twitter likes. Yeah, you're going to get a bunch of whole new Facebook, Twitter, Instagram followers. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of people replying to you. Oh, preach, preach, preach. I can't say that it's true. But I can say this. Donald Trump still has a young son. And people don't stop to think what he has to go through. What people say to him. What other kids in school say about his dad. Oh, my dad said your dad's a racist. My dad said your dad's a white supremacist. My dad said your dad this. My mom said your dad this. What is his name? I think Baron. Baron. What did Baron ever do to have to listen to the insensitivity of people trying to further their own agenda, not thinking about the people in the Trump family, that the comments, the decisions, and the actions of Donald Trump don't directly affect? What about him? I can't necessarily speak for his older children because they're adults. But I can speak to how it just seems like either people really don't care. I mean, just think about it, people. And this is why I say, look at the big picture. What if somebody was getting on social media, or what if somebody was getting on television, or what if somebody was in your child's face saying disparaging things like that about your child? I mean, saying things about you to your child. How would you feel? You can have whatever opinion you want to. And yeah, you know, this whole freedom of speech thing has, in my opinion, been completely blown out of proportion and is just used as an excuse more than it is a legitimate reason to use it. But in this country, First Amendment says you have freedom of speech says that you can say whatever you want to. I mean, to a degree. Nobody's talking about how it's going to make Baron feel. And I mean, I referenced this kid in my first show when I was talking about Kathy Griffin. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to J. Lewis Mills on the Level with J. Lewis Mills. I want to have a conversation about this, people. I want to know what you think. If you agree with me, great. If you disagree with me, great. Let's talk about it. 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. We will be back right after this. Would have could have should have, but I could lose. I made you choose. Now you're gone. Baby, baby, I see where I went wrong. Now you're gone. Take it back. Give it to the cover. Baby, now you're gone. Would have could have should have, but I could lose. I made you choose. Now you're gone. All right, we are back. J. Lewis Mills on the Level with J. Lewis Mills. That was my friend Mace Byers. If you remember a few weeks ago, maybe about a month or so ago, I had him on as a guest. So big up to my partner Mace. He's my brother in life. I love that guy. Miss that guy. Look forward to hanging out with him again. So, yeah, we were talking about Donald Trump before I took that break. And I have not received any telephone calls, clearly. The number, once again, is 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. I mean, I clearly do understand I have listeners. I would just really like to talk to you. I was going to also, I'm still kind of debating, you know what, I'll just say it. I was going to actually play the Access Hollywood situation. Clearly not having anything to do with Donald Trump being a racist or a white supremacist, but I just did want to give my opinion on that in saying that I honestly believe that made Billy Bush look worse then, in my opinion, then it made Donald Trump look. Now, here's my thing. I think we all have been around that one person that if you were telling a story, they were so involved in what you were saying. I mean, you had their total freaking focus. And you, the whoever it was that was listening to you was just hanging on your every word. Now, when you're talking to somebody like that, you can pretty much tell. You can tell, you know, I've got this person mesmerized. So I feel, in my opinion, am I saying that Donald Trump doesn't feel that way? No, that's not what I'm saying, because I'm not in Donald Trump's head. But what I'm saying is, I would venture to begin the argument that a lot of what Donald Trump said on that Access Hollywood bus, he said because Billy Bush was sitting there looking at him with his big deer eyes. I mean, if you go back, the video, the YouTube video that I was going to play is 5 minutes and 2 seconds long. I figured that was a little too long to play, so I'm not going to play it. But if you go back and you listen to that, listen to how Billy Bush is just like unnecessarily laughing. And we've all been around that person. The one that laughs when shit really isn't even funny. So, yeah, he was wrong for saying it. But this is what it seems like some people don't realize. That was done in 2005. That wasn't done while Donald Trump was on the campaign trail. Am I trying to say that because it was done 12 years ago that he should get some kind of pass? No. But my question is this. Why did it take, other than the fact, oh, I can't say that either. Damn it. Okay. Why did it take 12 years for this tape to come out? Because Donald Trump was running for president? Okay, Donald Trump had a television show that was on television. You never heard about it then. Billy Bush was the co-host of a show last 12 years. I think he's been on there for 12 years. At least he was before he got fired. I don't even know how long he was on there for. But that did not surface until October of 2016, I believe, is when it surfaced. So I say about that tape the same thing I say about the emails that were released as far as Hillary Clinton were concerned. When you release that, it kind of makes it suspect, in my opinion. The powers that be, please understand what I'm saying when I say the powers that be, because that's as far as I can go. I can't say anything. The powers that be had every opportunity to play that Access Hollywood tape sometime within the 12 years that it happened. And it was never played. Why? Why was it not played? Why did you not hear about it until this election? So for me, I thought it was a unpolitical, unprofessional tactic. Was Donald Trump's camp or were the Republican Party or were Republican, well, Republicans doing things dastardly, doing things behind the back of the DNC to try and sway votes. You can say that. But just because one side does it, does it necessarily mean the other side has to? Do I think Hillary Clinton had anything to do with that? No, I don't. Somebody did, or else you wouldn't have seen it. So, big picture for me, when I saw that, when I first saw it, I caught it after it had already started. So I don't even know when they were first running it, if they were saying it was from 2005 or not. But what I do know is, after I watched it, the first thing I said to the person that I was sitting there watching it with is, okay, my takeaway from that are two things. Number one, when exactly did this happen? Because I didn't hear. And number two, why is this coming out now if it didn't happen now? I didn't know when it happened. So that's why I was like, well, when did it happen? And if it didn't happen now, why is it coming out now? When did it happen? And I'm just a regular Joe. Maybe not that regular, but you know what I'm trying to say. So, again, people, big picture situation. You cannot like our president. That's up to you. You cannot. Let me say that a different way. You do not have to like our president. You do not have to support our president. You do not have to agree with what. And if you don't want to say our president, okay, fine. You don't have to agree with what the current sitting president of the United States says or does. But to stoop so low as to call him a racist. And I don't know if this is what it was, but you know, people, friends of mine on Facebook, and then, you know, I even heard conversations out and about here in California. I heard conversations about how Donald Trump is a racist because he pardoned Joe Arpaio just for doing his job and not listening to a federal judge. Okay. Yeah. I don't think that that's him being a racist. If Joe Arpaio would have been sheriff in a state that did not border a country we have problems with as far as people coming over illegally, no, he shouldn't stop people the way he did. Now, do I think it was right? Do I think it's right for normal citizens to stop somebody? No. Do I think it's right for the police to just go up to somebody and say, let me see your papers? Absolutely not. No, I do not think that that is right. Hell, I don't even think that what Joe Arpaio did was right. But just because Donald Trump pardoned him, Again, people, I can't call him a racist. I just can't. Now, if you have any level of common sense, you fully understand every person that crosses the Mexican border coming into the United States of America, any person that crosses any U.S. border coming into the United States illegally is not a criminal. A lot of those people are just trying to come to have a better life. A lot of those people are coming because they have families back in Mexico and they want to get jobs here and send the money home to their wife and kids, to their parents, their grandparents, whatever the case may be. But within those good people, there are the not so desirable people. So something had to be done. Do I agree with what was decided as far as just being able to go up and no, I don't. I'm telling you right now, I'll say it again. I do not at all agree with that. I don't at all. Not at all. But on the same token, I have to say, in certain situations, in certain neighborhoods, I can fully understand. Now, we're just speaking about Arizona because that's where I have lived in the past. If you were a Maricopa County sheriff and you saw a person that looked Hispanic walking down the street and you pull your cruiser over, you pull them over basically, and you start talking to them, if that person sounds just as fucking American as I do, you may as well just get back in your car and keep on going. And that is what I was living in Arizona when this whole thing started. I remember, and I'm not trying to put myself down, but there were people that were accosted or arrested that spoke better English than me. And I'm from here. Which only tells you they're from here too. No accent whatsoever. Articulated every damn word. But because of politics, in my opinion, Donald Trump pardoned Joe Arpaio. I don't think it had anything to do. Like, I don't think a conversation happened where Donald Trump said to Joe Arpaio, hey, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and give you a pass because we don't want any of those people in our country. I've never heard that. I've never heard anybody say that that is a conversation that was overheard. So, again, you know, I really didn't intend on, there were a few other topics I was going to talk about. Didn't really intend on talking about this one for an hour, but you know, let me just close up by saying this. I do love this country. I really do. I can't always say that I am proud to be an American. And I am absolutely not going to say that this is the best country in the world. Because I haven't visited every country. So I don't think I can say this is the best country in the world. With as many problems as we have here, Yes, I know everywhere has problems, but with as many problems as we have here, as low on the totem pole as we are academically versus the rest of the world, no. I cannot say that this is the best country in the world. But I can say this is where I live. And this is where my home is. So this is where I will defend. But I am not going to defend on a platform of bullshit. Donald Trump is making more than enough political mistakes for there even to be room to try and bring something into play that is basically merely speculation. Again, I don't mean to keep repeating myself, and I really don't have to. But you don't sit down with ethnic people and break bread with them if you are racist, if you are a white supremacist. You don't shake someone's hand if you are racist and if you are a white supremacist. You don't give people jobs. As annoying and as aggravating and as whatever other adjective you can think of that Omarosa Stallworth is, you think a racist dude is going to put up with that? Now, yeah, I did read a story this week, and I don't know if it was true or not, but I did read a story where it said Omarosa was on the no-fly list for the White House, because apparently, I guess, more than once, she just showed up and tried to talk and tried to talk to Donald Trump. But she didn't get put on a no-fly list, if that's true. She didn't get put on a, you know, a, they call it a no-fly list. She didn't get put on a no-fly list because she's black. She got put on there because she's irritating as shit. I mean, I don't know her, but that's what is being said. So that didn't happen because she was black. That happened because somebody deemed her to be irritating. Whether that was Donald Trump or not, I don't know. So you're trying to tell me that a racist or a white supremacist, a billionaire racist, a billionaire white supremacist, is going to have, engage, shake hands with, compliment, build up people of ethnicity on his television show? Right? That's what a racist is going to do, right? That's what a white supremacist is going to do, right? That's what they do? Because if that's what you think, I invite you to go to any state where the racist people hang out. You try walking down that street, let me know how that works out for you. You try going up to a racist person, holding your hand out, shaking their hand, and see if they shake your hand. Let me see what that's like. Or let me know how that works out for you. I'm not going to even sit here and say, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like some of the things that, look, if I'm going to put all my cards on the table about Donald Trump, I think Donald Trump says things to get people, to incite people, because he can, because he likes doing that. I think he is a instigator in that way. I think a lot of things Donald Trump says, you know, outside of politics, like when he's going on his Twitter rants or when he is not speaking politically when he's behind the podium, when he's doing his reality TV trash talking is what I call it. When he's doing that, I'm just envisioning him walking off stage automatically pulling his phone out just to see what people are saying. And all due respect, too many of us are falling for it. Too many of us are getting on Twitter with these, luckily, you can only use 140 characters on Twitter. Because I know a few people that would have written books on Donald Trump's Twitter feed. So I really honestly believe this man says whatever he can to incite people because he can. Now, everybody wants to sit and call Jeff Sessions a racist. Okay. Maybe they had this really cool romance in the beginning, but how quickly did it take for Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump to dislike each other? But they're in a brotherhood, though, right? They're in the racist brotherhood together, aren't they? I mean, if Donald Trump is a racist and Jeff Sessions is a racist, don't you think they would get along? Or wouldn't they be thick as thieves? Wouldn't they have each other's back in that way for the brotherhood? So, I mean, is Donald Trump really a racist? Or is Donald Trump just merely a old maniacal windbag that we are giving too much credit to by actually calling him something that could be threatening, which is a racist? You can and should feel threatened by a racist. If you feel threatened by Donald Trump, you're telling too much about yourself. Y'all remember when Donald Trump had his election, or was on the election, the campaign trail, and somebody jumped up on stage? Y'all remember how scared he looked? Y'all remember how he was pulling people in front of him? Y'all remember the look on his face? I'm not saying a racist isn't a scary person. But quite frankly, people, I don't think Donald Trump has enough backbone. I don't think Donald Trump has enough heart to be a real racist. And I hope you really do understand what I'm saying when I say you're giving him too much credit by calling him a racist. You have to look over your shoulder when you know there's real racists around. You don't have to look over your shoulder for Donald Trump. For what? Well, you have to look over your shoulder to see if he's looking over your shoulder to see what you're doing? Don't give him that credit, people. I know you think that You're putting him down, but you're really not. You're actually giving him some level of legit. You're actually giving him some level of relevance. Because once again, anybody that knows a real racist is around, you don't watch that person like a fucking hawk. What kind of new fool are you? But if you gonna watch, you're gonna stare at Donald Trump like he's a racist, I'm gonna ask the same question. What kind of new fool are you? That's my time, people. I swear I really wish I would have had some calls. I don't know. I'm just in a, you know, something just has me in a debating mood. Like, I just want to, I want to get in there and get dirty with somebody. Verbally over the radio, so get your heads out of the gutter. Next week, we are going to go in a completely different direction, topic-wise. Next week, I have a really cool guest. This is somebody that I connected with on LinkedIn. Let me just say, first of all, as far as LinkedIn is concerned, I promise you that's getting ready to be my new Facebook. With me being an actor, I didn't have the slightest idea about LinkedIn. I never had anybody, go figure, but I never had anybody tell me, you know, you might want to join LinkedIn. There's a lot of people in your industry on there. I never got that kind of advice for, well, never mind, but I still never got that kind of advice from anybody. Once I did get that advice, though, I kind of listened. And I'm just going to be honest. I was shocked at how many people in my industry are on LinkedIn. And I've connected with a lot of them. Some I knew, some I just connected with because their journey seemed pretty interesting to me and I wanted to connect with them. But my guest next week is someone that I connected with on Facebook. I absolutely look forward to the conversation with her. Now I will, you know, I'll let you guys off the hook for next week. You won't be able to call in next week because due to the time difference, I'm on the West Coast and my guest is on the East Coast. So we're going to have to pre-record the conversation for next week. But I still want you to listen to it. And I still want you to be involved with On the Level. And then the week after that, I have a dynamic guest. And I'm already putting this out there. 3 weeks from this show, 3 weeks from this show, I'm going to have a blockbuster guest. I'm going to have a guest that you all are going to say, what the fuck are they doing on Jay Lewis show? So just stay tuned. Stay with me. Every week I am getting more and more listeners. I can't thank you all enough. I just want us to talk, people. Let's talk. Let's talk. I'm almost ready to say I am not going to answer any more questions that are sent to me through social media. You have to call in. Now, let me just say this, and I know I'm over my time. I'm almost done. Let me just say this. If you are nervous about calling in, let me let you in on a secret. This is radio. Nobody can see you. Now, some people might recognize your voice, but I have people that listen to my show all across the country. I didn't even know, honestly, that people on other continents could hear my show, but I had a couple of people send me messages, and I play golf with a couple of people that I told them how to go to my link. And they actually listened to my show. I didn't really know that that was possible. So I have people that listen to my show. And I say this in a very humbling way. But I have people around the world that listen to my show. So you don't have to worry. Nobody's going to know who you are. You don't have to give your real name. But let's just have a conversation. Problems will not get solved unless conversations are had. Having said that, I wish you all a great week. I look forward to being back with you again. You can reach me, jlewismills.com. You can friend me on Facebook. Just find J. Lewis Mills. Twitter at J. Lewis Mills, Snapchat jlewis.mills, and I'm forgetting one. Which one am I forgetting? Instagram, thank you. Instagram at J. Lewis Mills. Find me on LinkedIn too. Thank you all very much. Have a good week. Please be good to each other. Be good to yourselves. J. Lewis Mills, On the Level. We are out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.